The crazed left has abandoned America, our values, our Constitution, and our laws. Another big lawsuit, of course, it's not, the corruption just isn't here in Washington, D.C., especially with what some people call the woke mind virus. I call it just communism, Marxism, effort to destroy America by destroying our institutions, and particularly evil and demonic attacking our children and their precious innocence. You see that with the transgender extremism, which is a variation of this, but also the racist extremism, the critical race theory extremism, the DEI, whatever its latest iteration is. It's an effort to divide and destroy America through highlighting and manufacturing racial divides and treating people differently according to race as opposed to equally despite race, which is what we're supposed to be doing under federal law, our Constitution, and general American values that I thought we all signed up for. But the left has abandoned all that. They support racism and segregation. Here's an example. Judicial Watch files lawsuit against Oakland Unified School District for records on elementary school's racially segregated play date. We filed a California Public Records lawsuit over a racially segregated playdate held on August 26, 2023 by one of the district's elementary schools. We seek law records on the planning and authorization of the playdate held by Shabbat Elementary School titled Playdate Social for Black, Brown, and API, which is Asian Pacific Islander Families. And here's the flyer announcing the playdate. Now, leftists say, well, they don't say whites aren't allowed, but why aren't whites included in that description? What if there was a playdate social for white kids and they didn't include any other racial classification? I mean, this is just anti-white racism. And we can't talk around the issue. It's racial segregation based on race, specifically to with a target of excluding whites. Now, individually, you can associate with anyone you want in your personal capacity. You want to have a play date, you invite whoever you want. But if you're a government school, you can't do it. You can't authorize it. You can't host it. Racially segregated play dates. I mean, why is this even a debate? Because the crazed left has abandoned America, our values, our Constitution, and our laws. The invitation specifically reads, if your family identifies as Black, Brown, or API, or are a parent caregiver of a Black, Brown, or API student, come hang out while we get a chance to know each other and build our community as we kick off the school year. The playdate was hosted by the school's Equity and Inclusion Committee. Now, equity, it doesn't mean what it used to mean. It means communism. Equality requires the rule of law to prosper. Equity, meaning guaranteed outcomes, requires tyranny. It's Marxism. No matter who you are, what effort you put in, you should be able to get the same results or benefits that someone else gets. What's the old Marxist maxim? To each according to his need? So success is to be frowned upon. And that's the basis for taking people's wealth and spreading it. So equity is communism. And inclusion is code for when the left means inclusion, they mean exclusion. They mean racism. They mean attacking a group of people based on race under the mistaken and dishonest and corrupt belief that that helps other people of different races. As I said, it's un-American. So, you know, we asked for these documents back in September, and they didn't give us a response. You know, how many records could there have been about this one racially segregated play date? I mean, there's one, two, three. I mean, the categories are detailed, but there's no... I mean, but this is why it's important. For instance, any records concerning or regarding the exclusion of students or families who do not identify as Black, Brown, or API. As I say, the Oakland school segregated play date shows how the extremist left is embracing anti-white segregation in our schools. And to make matters worse, the Oakland school district's leaders are unlawfully hiding records about this deplorable abuse of school children. And now it's bad enough where adults play this race card, but to encourage children to play it as well and encourage racial separatism and segregation, it's contemptible. Now, of course, this isn't the only lawsuit and piece of litigation we have on this. I mean, we successfully, for instance, stopped race quotas in California. The state mandated race quotas for private boards of directors, and then other quotas for based on gender, ethnicity, and I think sexual identification. And California courts thought that was illegal. Of course, it is illegal, and we won. We have a lawsuit in Minnesota over Minneapolis's union contract that when layoffs are to occur under the terms of the contract, it's first in, first out, meaning the least senior people get fired first. That's another issue in terms of bad policy. Except if that person is, quote, part of an underrepresented group, meaning not white. So if you're white, you will get fired before you would otherwise have gotten if you were Black under this union contract. And then if you get rehired, it's still based on race. Brazenly unconstitutional, outside the law. And we've exposed this anti-American racialism by the left in our military academies, our national military academies. The Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, West Point. And the local school districts as well around Washington, D.C. I mean, just it's all over the place. It is a contagion. As I observed before, COVID is not the contagion we have to worry about. It's critical race theory. The left's embrace of segregation and racialism, that's as dangerous to America and much more dangerous to America than any pathogen, at least ones that are out there that we know about. So it's a good little lawsuit. An important one, too. You know, we're out there protecting kids. And because of our work against racism, Judicial Watch has become America's leading government, leading civil rights organization. Because the left has abandoned largely protecting civil rights. As they've been lecturing us for dozens of years, all of a sudden they don't believe in civil rights anymore. And if you believe in a colorblind society, if you believe that people should be based on merit and be treated equally, irrespective of their race, then you'll support Judicial Watch's efforts here. And you'll oppose the menace and despicable racialism that the left is promoting. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.